Fire.
Is that the mantelpiece?
Yeah. Did you ever have one of those?
Yeah. I remember that after you left.
Okay. And okay, now in a bedroom, what kind of furniture? What kind of furniture would you find in a bedroom?
Just the drawers and vanities, the bed, and sometimes they have a. Sometimes they have a what they call a cedar chest. Some people call them oak chests. Sometimes they have trunks in there, and they have nightstands, and they have lamps.
Okay. Now you said a chest drawer. Is there any other name for that that you can think of? Any other way of calling a chest drawer?
Bureau drawers.
You ever call them bureaus?
That's what I call them.
Okay, what do you call those things that keep the light from coming in?
The sheds.
Okay. And what are the things on each side that you can pull shut?
Awnings?
Pardon?
You're talking about the...
No, the blue things here.
Oh, the drapes?
Okay. And what's the little room, usually off the bedroom, where you hang your clothes up?
Closet.
All right. And if you don't have a little room that you can put your clothes in, sometimes there's a piece of furniture that has a door that you can put. What do you call that?
What? Just get rid of one of those. You call that a... I can't remember the name of it. Still got it and can't remember the name of it.
Okay. Now what would you call a room at the top of the house that's just under the roof that, you know,
you talking about the attic?
Okay. And, and what room is it that you cook in?
The kitchen.
Okay. And what would you call a little room that's just off the kitchen where you might store canned goods or...
The pantry.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Storage room.
Okay. You ever heard it called a safe?
Yes, I heard of the safe.
Bit more to go there before I turn it over. Okay, and how about now? What would you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Discards.
Okay. Do you ever call anything else?
Trash.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. How about if you had a room that you might just use to store odds and ends, and, you know, you didn't really use it for anything else, but just putting extra stuff in. What would you call a room like that?
A storage room.
All right. Okay, speaking of housework, you might say some women, when they get up every day, do what?
You're talking about the first thing they do?
If, you know, if they're doing housework, what would they do?
The first thing I would do, I would wash my dishes. Clean the kitchen.
Okay. All right, if you wash your dishes, and let's say you got them all soapy and sudsy, and you got the water running, what do you do with them to get the soap off?
Rinse them.
Okay. And what do you call the cloth that you use to...
Dish towel.
Okay, it's the drying. What do you call the cloth that you use to...
Dish cloth.
The one that you use to get them clean with?
Yes,
you
dish cloth.
Okay, you ever call it anything else?
No.
All right. And some houses have a thing out in front of the house?
The porch.
Okay. Is there a difference between one in the front and the back?
Back porch.
Yeah, but is there... How about if there was a house that was 2 stories tall, and you had one on the second floor, what would you call it?
We would call that a... Oh, boy. What would we call it? I can't remember.
Okay.
Balcony.
Okay. If it didn't have a roof over it, would it still be a balcony? Would it be a porch or what?
No.
If it was just open to the sun.
Yes, it would be a balcony.
Okay. All right. How do you get from the first floor to the second floor of a 2-story house? What do you use?
With steps.
Okay, and you call that the what?
The staircase.
All right. Years ago. Monday, women usually did what on Monday?
Well, yeah.